Hey, my love, welcome to Her Success Podcast. My name is Susie, aka Miss Princess Susie, and every week I'll be taking you on a journey to help align you with your future, mental, financial, and spiritual goals. We're on a one-way journey to success, happiness, peace, and love, baby. I want you guys to get to know me and grow harmoniously on our journey to success. We'll talk money, content creating, friendships, and many more. I'm your best in your pocket, talking to you anytime and anywhere. Mwah. So let's get into it. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Her Success Podcast, and I'm back again. So today's episode is basically, I think, one of my faves so far because we are going to be talking about the power of the meow. We are going to be talking about the power of the pussy, and I'm going to be referring to Kyra King's book, The Power of the Pussy. This book is available on Audible. I literally downloaded Audible to read it for free, and I honestly love the book. So just a breakdown about what the book speaks about. It just speaks about, you know, having that power as a woman. Pussy is power, you know. Pussy is the most powerful thing. Pussy brings life. So as a woman, I feel like we should carry ourselves as these beings that carry life. We are, you know, essentially mini gods in a sense. You know, we're made in God. We bring life. And so I think we need to carry ourselves like queens so men can respect us. So I'm going to just be giving you a breakdown of what the book speaks about and just giving you guys my two cents. And I hope you guys enjoy. So it is time for us to change our game as women. Who run the world? Girls. I feel like we women need to start running game, you know. We need to start thinking like ladies. No, not thinking like ladies. Thinking like men and acting like ladies. So this book basically tells you how to change your game as a woman. Step up your kitty cat. And obviously, women go through different experiences. But one thing we can always come to say is men are very similar and they're just very one way. So the first chapter talks about controlling your emotions. So us as women, we're very emotional beings and we tend to, you know, have strong emotions and, you know, just sometimes overreact and be dramatic. But hey, we're women and they're just gonna have to deal with it. Hey. But what we need to do is we need to be strong and not give too much of ourselves to these men, especially those who do not deserve it. So one thing I would say about controlling your emotions, and one thing I've found myself doing, is not giving too much emotion to a man and kind of being nonchalant, but not too chalant. So especially if I'm interested in him, so he doesn't think, yeah, she doesn't care. But I think these days I've just been nonchalant to everyone because I really don't be caring. But I think mastering your emotions and being able to play it cool and not doing more for a man than he is doing for you. You are a queen. Like, literally, men have to cower at your presence, cower at your feet. And I feel like when you handle your emotions, not just with men, but with anybody, you are in control. Anyone who can take you out of, you know, being in a calm state kind of has power over you. So don't let anyone be in control of your emotions. Control your emotions. And yeah, I feel like sometimes, especially when you really, really like someone, us women as emotional beings, as I said, we tend to just give too much, love too much, and sometimes it gets thrown back in our face. But you just need to find a way to just calm it down, be cool, and just be cool, honestly. And these men will love it. They will love that you're giving them almost not too much, because they're probably used to girls doing the most. So if you're just you, cool-headed, and don't expect too much from a man. Okay, that's one thing. If a man says one thing, wait for him to actually physically show you, because one thing about men, they love to talk. But yeah, the first chapter just talks about controlling your emotions and just being able to play it cool and honestly let these men show you for themselves and then take it up from there. The second chapter is Power of the Pussy. You need to know your value as a woman and you need to know your worth. I mean, like, you can't just be letting anybody get up in there. Like, no, I'm so sorry. That's a sacred thing. And listen, I don't discriminate to any girls who are sexually liberated. You know, do your thing. As long as you are in control and you are empowered, then who am I to say anything? But for the most part, I just feel like you just can't give yourself to anybody. You need to know your worth and respect yourself. Pussy is power. Niggas pay for pussy. You know what I mean? So you need to know that, whoa, this thing that I'm carrying is valuable, because men, I think, men don't respect themselves. Some, most do not respect themselves. They are just so easy and they're so willing to give their fucking kidney to anybody. But us women, I feel like it's kind of, me personally, because I don't want to step on anybody's toes, I feel like how a woman should carry herself is the same way how men should carry themselves. I feel like this generation kind of allows men to get away with being hoes. But when a woman is doing the same thing a man is doing, she's diminished, she's scrutinized, she's ridiculed. But what of the man? So for me personally, I don't respect men who feel they can do that. But us as women, we're delicate, we're soft, we're sexy. I just feel like we're more of the prize. So let them do that yee-yee rubbish. But us, we need to conduct ourselves in a way that we can be respected. Because unfortunately, men will respect women regardless. But when you're a woman of value, I think when they're disrespecting you, it's because they know they can't have you. You know what I mean? And that's even better. And men will even start lying and say they did this shit with you. And you're thinking, huh? When? Who? What? Where? Fuck is he talking about? But that's them anyway. But are the people you are giving your nanny to, are they treating you valuable? Are they treating you like how you want to be treated? And you need to think about this, especially if you're someone like me. I personally do not like to just sleep with anybody, okay? I've had my fair share of, like, obviously sneaky links, but I sat down with myself and I was like, I'm not really feeling this. Like, the emotional aspect isn't there for me. And I really think I value sex and I value love when it's with someone I care about. So if you are laying up with someone, sneaky link or whatever, do they value you? Do they respect you? Do they do the bare minimum things to show you that they care? And then what value could mean to me could be different to you. So for me, someone who values me, someone who respects me, someone honors me, you know, does things like just even honors my love languages. So like quality time, acts of service, gifts, shit. If you are getting up in this, you got to be spoiling me. I got to be seeing some physical stuff that I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm going to give him this. So what is value to you? What traits does a man have to have to show you that, yeah, he appreciates and respects you? And if he's showing these things, then by all means, why not? Why not get into it? But if he's not, then why are you even letting him up in there? Like, I feel like when men feel like they've had you sexually, they feel like they've kind of won. Whereas if it's just talking, then it's just talking. And shit, I can even talk to a crackhead. But you know, when they feel like they've had you sexually, they've basically had all of you. And even if you're not putting your emotions in it, because I know men, most men do not be putting their emotions when it comes to having intercourse. So, you know, you have to think to yourself, like, does this person value me? Did they respect me? And should I be giving this to them? So men will only respect you if you respect yourself. As a woman, you need to respect yourself. And I, again, it goes to the same for men. I feel like men need to respect themselves for me to respect them. I'm not going to be having this view for women and not have the same for men. So is he treating you like a woman of value? Does he respect you? Does he deserve to be even laying with you, seeing you in your most vulnerable state? You wouldn't stand outside naked, be showing anybody. So why are you laid up with a man who can't even value? Why are you laid up with a man who can't even buy you a burger? Why are you laid up with a man who can't even buy you a flower? Why are you laid up with a man who can't even text you? You know, you need to respect yourself so these men can respect you. So giving yourself to a man who has not claimed you, who does not take you out, who does not buy you flowers, is a big no. Girls, what are we doing? Why are you even spending time with men that you need to tell them what to do? One thing about me, I hate telling a guy what to do. You should know what to do. Even if you don't know what to do, like, it's everywhere. It's on TV, it's on media. You have boys like, I think it's a natural thing for men to know how to treat a woman, especially if they truly care for this woman. If a man has you questioning, oh, does he like me? Like, he's just being confusing. That man does not like you. Because if a man really likes you, he wouldn't want you to question or wonder, or even want any other guy to come and swoop you up. He would do the things necessary to keep you. If he's not doing that, then baby, you got to do what you got to do. You have to keep your options open. And yes, one thing I want to say is, women, keep your options open, especially in dating. If you're not seeing, if you're not in a relationship, see more than one man. It doesn't mean have sex with more than one man, but date, keep your options open, because you're not, don't stop, what's that saying? Don't stop your boyfriend from from letting you meet your husband. I'm not saying cheat too. I'm just saying do this when you're single and keep your options open. That's what I would do. Like, I would go on dates with one guy, go on another date with one guy. Ooh, I used to have fun. But now I don't be doing anything. Now I'm bored. I don't talk to anybody. And it's because I do not want to. The last guy that tried to talk to me, I literally said to him, yo, you're wasting your time. The reason being is because I'm just so wrapped up in myself right now. I'm making moves to being rich. And I feel like what guys have been for me have been distractions. I've never gained anything from it. It's just confusion. It's just like, what's going on here? And it's just like, you gotta go. So you really need to know what you want in a man. And you know, if you're really looking for enjoyment, spoiling, have your options open, because if you put all your heart and your eggs in one basket, oh baby, you will end up disappointed. And that's what we do not want. So the less a man gets, the more he wants. And Kara King says this in the book, and I really do believe it. I literally do not give guys the time of day. And I just give them basically the bare minimum. I'm still like me, but I don't feel the need to impress guys. If anything, they feel the need to impress me, and I'm still not impressed, because there's nothing I haven't heard from a guy before. There's nothing no guy can do for me now that I'd be like, wow, oh my God. No, like, no. Guys are predictable. They're pretty much the same. So, you know, you need to not even, don't treat them like the prize. The moment you even start treating guys like the prize, or even the moment, even if you like him, don't tell him you like him, because the moment you do, huh, these guys would just disappoint you. Even the moment, like, I don't know if you know it, on Twitter, when girls be like, my man, oh, your man, then the 5 minutes later, the next day, he's going to show you, this is why you should never boast about a man. But yeah, like, don't give too much of yourself to a man, and don't give yourself too much of yourself to anybody. Keep that energy for yourself and still dish out what you can. And still be busy and obsessed with yourself, with or without a relationship. You are the prize. The same thing if you knew you were doing a certain amount of things, going gym, going uni, you know, reading, whatever the case may be, continue that. If a man comes into your life now, and I have been a victim of this, you are a victim. Yes, I am. I was a victim of, especially when I got in a relationship, never for no nigga that was never my nigga, but especially when I got in a relationship, I found that I stopped doing as much stuff that I would do to just make me happy, because I was just so consumed. I was so in love. Like, I lost myself. But it happens, because I feel when I love deep. But one thing I've learned is I won't be doing that again. I will just continue doing what I'm doing. And if a guy can't respect that, then he gotta go. And anyone who truly loves you and values you would still want you to do what you do and then meet them in the middle. So you need to make time to still continue what you do and then still make time to see them if they're that important to you. But keep concentrated on yourself the whole time. It is still your life. You still have a journey. And sometimes people are only there to be seasonal. They're only supposed to be there for a certain amount of time. Probably only supposed to be there to help you in a time of comfort. So probably only help you in a time to get some dick. But after that, once the contract is over, they need to go. So you, who's still going to remain? You. You need to still stay obsessed with yourself and still continue doing what you want to do. And you need to be a challenge, you know? I really do believe men like to play games. Whether they admit it or not, they love to play games. Oh, and baby, I'm a player. I'm a player. I literally call myself the female Hendrix because I think how guys do, and sometimes I even feel I subconsciously just even act how guys do. I've even had guys say to me, like, I feel like you're the nigga in this relationship. Like, why do you act like that? And it's like, because I know the game and I've been through it. Like, you know, this is not my first rodeo. So, you know, so you need to be a challenge, you know, in order to achieve something good, usually in life, it's a challenge. In order to get to success, it's challenging. In order to get a job, sometimes it's challenging. Things that are good are challenging. So why not be a challenge for a man, you know? Be challenging in a good way, in a way that he's like so thrilled, like, oh my God, he's trying to, you know, impress you in any way that he can. And I will say, I don't know if she said this in the book, but I would say even if he is still your boyfriend or even if he is still your main man, still be a challenge. Niggas get bored. Guys get bored. So you need to continue being a challenge. Still keep them on their toes, especially if you guys are not officially dating. Still do what you need to do. Still have them wanting more. Even if they've hit it, still, I can have a nigga who's hit it and still have him, you know, on his toes, not knowing how I feel or what's going on. So I'd say give them a little bit of a challenge, because you are not easy, and nothing in life that is good comes easy. So why should you? And I just wanted to add, you don't have to sleep with a man for him to give you things or show you things. If there's certain things you acquire for a man to show you, it's better for him to do these things even before he gets the cat. And then you can make the decision whether you are happy to continue with that aspect. I can say the guys who spent the most money with me, I've never slept with them. I probably never even kissed them. I'm trying to think. Okay, maybe just one of them. And it was even a peck. But guys who tend to like spoil me, buy me this, buy me that, give me money, like, I've never actually had any sexual encounter with them. And that's only because I determined I didn't want to. You don't have to feel obligated to sleep with someone. You don't have to feel obligated to sleep with someone if they give you stuff. You are not a sex worker. I'm not dissing any sex workers, but you are not, especially if you are not, then you don't need to feel obligated to do things with someone because they did something for you. At the end of the day, sex should be consensual, and if you're not on it, then they should understand that. And if they really liked you anyway, that wouldn't be the main goal for them. The main goal for you is to be happy, and then sex should happen naturally. It shouldn't be like, yeah, you do this for me, do this for me, do this for me, then I'm gonna give you a cootie cat. Like, no, it should still be if you want to. And I think us as women, before we even give the guy the nanny, we already know if we want to. We already know if we want to. So yeah, I'd say don't feel obligated to do things with guys because they've taken you out on a date. No, date does not equal sex. Gift do not equal sex. It's how you feel and how the relationship builds up that leads to sex naturally. But yeah, believe that men can do stuff for you without you having to open your legs or even kiss them. If a guy likes you and he wants to spoil you, especially you're a fine babe, men will want to spoil you. It's a natural, innate thing. I feel like it's just natural for a man to want to protect and spoil a woman and just show himself to be a man. And so as a woman, yes, I will receive, you know, as women we receive. Men are the givers and we are the takers, and I always collect, period. So chapter 3 speaks about the power of confidence. If you value yourself, men will value you. And confidence intimidates weak men. If you are confident, you will actually even scare away the ones that can hack you, because some men cannot handle a woman that knows she's beautiful. Some men cannot handle a woman who just turn heads when she walks in the room. Or some men will act like they can handle it, make you their girl or whatever, and then start crying when you still continue to be the bad bitch that you are. Like, sir, are you all right? Are you okay? No, you're not. So yeah, be confident and value yourself. And when you have this value in yourself, it will show. When you have this certain confidence about yourself, it will show. And they will approach you differently. They will respect you because they see, this one, I can't play with her. She knows her self-worth and she's clued up. So, you know, they will even be a bit apprehensive if they are weak. But some men love a confident woman and they're like, yes, inject it into my veins. So be confident. Beauty is more than looks also. Some people may look at themselves and think, oh, well, I'm not beautiful enough. I'm not slim enough. I'm not thick enough. I don't have this. I don't have that. F all that, you know, carry yourself like a queen that you are. Beauty is more than looks. Like, looks add to it. But I think for me, personality and looks is a win-win. Personality, looks, and vibe. Because I feel like vibe is a bit different to personality. I can't even explain vibe. Sometimes someone could even just sit there and not speak, but you can feel their vibe. But yeah, remind yourself every day that you are beautiful, you are smart, you are intelligent, you are made in God's image, you are amazing. And when you feel this way about yourself and you have this confidence, like, no one can literally tell you nada. Like, the confidence I exude around these men all the time, they're even telling me, hey, Susie, oh, you're going to finish me. Yeah, I will, because I'm a boss. And if you mess up, I'm moving right next to the next one. Like, what are you talking about? I'm a beautiful babe. I'm talented. I'm smart. I'm educated. Like, what? I can't waste time on no bums. So a guy, when he's stepping to me, I feel like he should even know that he's stepping correct, because more time these guys have been stepping to me, they have been stepping with, they literally, like, I don't know if you've seen that meme with a guy on his knees to a girl with money, just the money, and his just head is bowed on his knees. That's how guys are when it comes to me, because queen shit. But I feel like that's how you guys should carry yourselves. Like, really believe that you are that, and people will start to treat you like that because you are that. And you have a kitty, and they want the kitty, they want to eat. You know, munch, munch. But yes, know your worth and stick to knowing your worth. Don't ever let anyone tell you you are less than if you are not, because you are not. And some people will try and humble you. Some guys will try and humble you. Some guys really love to humble women. Talk about hair, makeup, looks, weight, this. Men like that, you want to be a woman, don't you? You wish you could wear this wig. You wish you could hide that big ass forehead, don't you? But no, don't let anyone try and humble you. I feel like how people treat you is a reflection of themselves. So ladies, if you've ever been to a situation where you feel disrespected by a guy, you are not the problem. And don't think of yourself as a problem. One thing I've learned for myself, and which has been helping me, is people treat me, if people treat me in a disrespectful manner or just not right, it's because that's how they treat themselves. Honestly, let's talk about it. If someone disrespects me, it's because they don't respect themselves. Because me, who respects myself, why am I going to go out my way to disrespect someone or treat them poorly? Why would I do that? What am I doing that for? Especially if they've done nothing wrong to me. So I really feel like people sometimes try to project their own pains and their own trauma or their own incompetence on you, and that's not on you. At the end of the day, if you know yourself, then it shouldn't affect you. And sometimes some guys really do this to the point where it affects beautiful girls. I've seen situations where girls who are gorgeous, like, you just look at them and you think, wow, this girl is hot, they've been in relationships where men have diminished their confidence so much that they can't even take a compliment because they do not believe it. So honestly, do not allow a man, and girls like this as well, they will be, if you go and see the boyfriend, if you go and see the boyfriend be looking like Drewski. Shout out to Drewski. But Drewski got a good personality, but physically that ain't my type, but that's somebody's type. But yeah, usually the most beautiful girls would be with boyfriends who are not even to their level, and they don't feel they're beautiful because these men are projecting their own insecurities on them. Don't let that be you. Do not let that happen. You are the game. If the man wants to play, then game on. So keep your options open and don't be hooked on one man, especially if you're single. Girls, keep the options open. Get this one from this guy, get this from this guy, get... collect, you know, collectibles. If any guys listen to this, they're probably gonna be like, what the hell, but I mean, I care. But yeah, my thing as well, ladies, if you're looking for a man or if you're looking into dating, make a list of what do you look for in a man. When you think of a man standing beside you, what are the qualities this man must have? What are these the qualities that you're looking for to be treated well? Make a list of it. And if you're dating, if these guys are not even touching any part of that list, then you're wasting your time. You literally are wasting your time. Us women, you know, time is going. Time is actually going. And I feel like when it comes to actually looking for someone that you want to spend the rest of your life with, or just even want to date, you can't be wasting your time on bums. You can't be wasting your time on no one that's adding value. If you're with someone who's adding value and making you happy and doing all the things you want, then that's not wasted time. That's you enjoying your time. But if you're constantly needing to ask a guy for reassurance or not knowing what's going on in the situation, then you are definitely wasting your time, sis. And time is ticking, baby. Your husband is somewhere waiting for you. The guy who's going to spoil you is somewhere waiting for you while you're there with that bum who can't even buy you flowers. Like, let that man go. But anyways, people don't show their color straight away, especially guys. They don't tend to show their true color straight away. They will come on some, they will come with good words. They will come, some would even come with gifts. They will love bomb you and give you all the things that you initially want. And you think, oh my God, yes, 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 yes. You jump right into it and he can't even keep that up. Do not even get me started. But yeah, I feel like be aware of guys who just do too much earlier on. I don't like guys who do too much earlier on. Guys are telling me this. It goes in one ear and out the other. Because for me, if I'm not seeing physical proof of what you're saying, then I'm not even gonna take it into consideration. With gifts, thank you. Very nice, thank you. Let's keep it pushing. What's next? Because some guys will honestly just even buy you gifts at the start to just lure you in, but more time is a trap. It's a motherfucking trap. So be careful. Be careful of love bombers. Be careful to men who don't stick their word. Be careful to men who make plans, who don't make plans and make an effort to see you. I remember one time this guy asked me, oh yeah, let's go for a date. You plan it, I'll just bring the pee. Now, for most girls, this will be fine. For me, I was like, hell no. You want to see me and you can't even organize a simple date. You can't even plan what to do. You're telling me now to come out my way that's even questioning if I even want to go on the date to plan it. Like, no, it's better for a man to come with something. It just shows direction. For me, I like to, when a guy presents me with something, I like to see the longevity of it. So when he came to me talking about, yeah, you just plan the date, I bring the money, it just gave me, you're not an organized person. And let's say long-term run, you would just be expecting me to kind of plan and do things. And you think you just providing the money all the time will be okay. I just look long-term into that stuff. And it just wasn't it for me. And I just saw him as a person who was not organized again. So if a guy really values you, he's going to want to come on his A game. If he's not coming on that, then he's there to waste time, honestly. But yeah, be careful of people who sweet talk. Ah, men love to sweet talk, especially Nigerian men. They can sweet talk you that it will even be gingering your body. But nah, words don't mean anything. It's the actions that matter. And then be careful of the men where it's just blatantly obvious that they want sex. It's just so obvious. Like, you know, so guys, it's just so obvious. I know what you want and I'm not going to give it to you. So just go away. And then just be careful the guys where you just physically can see that they are a red flag. There's some people that you need to judge the book by its cover because it's so obvious. There's some guys I just look at and be like, you are gorgeous, but hell no. Hell no. I don't like guys who are too fine because they just do the most. I don't like a guy that's like me. Like, I'm already pretty. I don't want a guy that's pretty as well. So me and him, no. But yeah, don't tweak your non-negotiables for a man. They will show you why you shouldn't have to begin with. So if you have, like, when I say non-negotiables, what are the things that if a guy does that you're like, nah, that's a no for me? For me, it's a guy who's constantly saying sorry. I hate a sorry ass nigga. I hate it. I hate a guy that's constantly apologizing, because that means you're constantly messing up. So after even the second sorry, I already know, yeah, this is not gonna last. So definitely write down, what are your non-negotiables that are like, the moment that a guy does it, you're like, no, straight no. Have a list of that, and you know, do not tweak it for any man, because if you do, they will show you why you shouldn't have even let it run. Because one thing about men and one thing about people, if you let them away with one thing, they will continue to do it. Oh, they will do it again. So if something does not make you happy or doesn't make you comfortable, let that be known and voice that in the beginning. But yeah, don't change a man. Change the man. You know, should I say that again, girls? Don't change a man. Change the man. You can't change someone. You know, even us to change ourselves, us to even change to be successful, hardworking people, it's not easy for even you to come to that. You say you want to change, but then how do your actions follow through? So how do you expect to change a whole grown-ass man? No, you can't sometimes teach an old dog new tricks. It's up for him to be willing to learn. And then with that learning will come change actions. If you tell a guy one thing and he continues to do what he wants, that means he never really cared. And he's probably doing it on purpose. Because if I say to someone, if someone like pinches me now and I say, ow, that hurts, don't pinch me again. And they say, okay, sorry. And they come back and pinch me again. Are you mad? You're clearly doing it on purpose. I told you it hurt the first time and you do it again. That person doesn't value you, doesn't care, and doesn't give two flying fucks. But yeah, I just want to briefly talk about Lori Harvey, because she is the GOAT. I absolutely love and respect her. I feel like a lot of people have some mixed reviews about her because they say, yeah, she's a hoe. I haven't personally seen her have any sexual intercourse without in front of me, so I'm not going to bear false witness. But one thing about I know about her, she's in the dating scene. She's changing guys if she doesn't see fit. And I completely support that, just because how Lori carries herself is just so classy and so elegant to me. She doesn't talk. She doesn't feel the need to address rumors. She just keeps it pushing. And she's dating fine bubbles, fine rich bubbles. How can you talk shit? How can you literally talk shit? She's doing the same thing that all these guys get praised for doing. Like, look at Future, for example. Guys love and worship Future. Future is the uncle, an old man with bare children everywhere with different women. And they worship Future. But Lori, single, young, dating, they want to cry. But a guy that should be married at his age with a family is doing up. He's acting like a fucking 17-year-old. Sleeping with multiple women half his age and just giving them babies. And then the moment he gives them babies, he don't even want to be with them anymore. That's somebody you guys want to respect? Mm-mm. Men will always just talk down when it comes to women. They just can't stand when women do what they do. But yeah, I just love Lori. I respect Lori, and I just think she's doing an amazing thing. And I honestly just think a lot of women should be taking in consideration what she's doing and just keeping your options open. And if you're not happy somewhere, leave. Literally leave. You will always be the one that got away, and you will always, the best revenge is to just get hotter, richer, sexier. And one thing about boys, oh, they always come back. I honestly think boys are like a yo-yo. You do like this, and it will just bounce back to you, even if you don't want it to. So don't ever think that, you know, you've lost someone with a guy, that old guy's going to come back. They always do. And if he doesn't, good, even better, even better. But so looks define how a man treats you. He is insecure. The baddest bitches get cheated on. So what I meant to say is looks don't define how a man treats you. So girls, like, let me even use Jada, for example. Jada is beautiful. Jada is rich. Jada is just popping. A lot of girls want to be Jada Wada. But didn't she just get rubbished by Lil Baby every other day? Like, every time, there was always a scandal. It's like, even before Jada would find out about it, the public would find out about it. So looks do not define how a man treats you. What defines what how a man treats you, God, I don't even know. But what matters is you respecting yourself, because these men, sometimes they could have the baddest, the richest, and they will still fumble. It's just a matter of you respecting yourself and still being in your bag. And don't have these men's babies. Don't, especially if they ain't your husband. Just keep the legs closed, because that's just another wahala and you're just stuck with that person for the rest of your life. A baby is a huge commitment. I don't know how this generation can say marriage is such a huge commitment, but they be having babies who are human beings and are attached to these people that they're having, they're no longer with and are having issues with. It doesn't make any sense. Be a woman and stand up. Stand up from these men. We are the prize, you know. We are the ones that they should be loving, caring for, and just pampering. A woman needs to be pampered. A woman needs to be cared for. And if a guy looks at you and doesn't think this, then he's not the one for you. Because I'm so sorry. The guy that I want, I love soft life. And I just want a guy to treat me how I want to be treated. I'm not going to be selling for any less. And right now, I'm not looking today, and I'm not looking for a husband. So that's why I'm just setting myself. But when I'm open, oh, baby, only the best contenders. But yeah, being feminine, but still boss. You can still rest in your feminine energy of receiving, but still be a boss and run things on these guys. I don't know if I mentioned what I was previously speaking about was chapter 4 of just being the game, because guys like to play games. Guys love games, whether it be basketball, football, Call of Duty, shit, Roblox if you're dating a childish guy. They all love games, so why not be the best game to play? But yeah, moving on to chapter 5. Chapter 5 speaks about power of taking out the trash. You are not young forever. If he is not your husband or not valuing you, what are you still doing there? Can you ask yourself? Have you asked yourself? Did you have an answer? Did you say dick? Girl, stand up. Girl, stand up. But yeah, like if he's honestly not doing the things that make you happy, if you find yourself crying, constantly being upset, constantly feeling down, constantly even questioning yourself because of a guy, oh baby, you need to take that trash out, because this is starting to smell. We can all smell it. We can all smell it. Get rid of that man. If he's not making you happy, he needs to go. And if you've taken out the trash, I know it's hard, girls, not to go back. I know. I've been there. But every time, if you do go back, it takes from your self-worth and it takes from your respect for yourself. And, you know, he starts to even lose that respect and value that you do have, because someone of value would know they're valuable and wouldn't see, like, I don't even know what comparison to use. But when you constantly keep going back to a person that is not respecting you, then they're just think, oh, yeah, I can keep up with this, and they will always come back. Is that what you want them to think? No. So stand up, build up that courage. I know it's not easy, but you need to get rid of people who are not treating you how you want to be treated. You come first. You literally are the number one. You are the only one. You are beautiful. You are special. You are unique. So if a guy cannot see that and appreciate you, then, hey, baby, he can go, because there's somebody else who's going to value you and give you all the things that you ever wanted. And know how to spot a loser, girls. Just know how to spot a loser, a bum. Me personally, I have the type of guys that I would go for and what jobs I would want them to have and stuff like that. Because there's some guys, I don't even want to diss anybody right now, but there's just certain categories of guys that I think a lot of girls lust over that I wouldn't. I don't like guys who wear ski masks. I don't like trappers. I don't like scammers. I don't like any of them. So sorry. Like, to me, like, where's the future? There's no future in that. So just know when a guy is a potential bum or loser, and listen to your intuition. We have intuition for a reason. Sometimes your gut will actually tell you, mm-mm. Listen to it. Do not quiet that voice. You know, your intuition is always right. And if your intuition tells you something about someone, listen to it. You are a woman of value. Treat yourself as such. Your pussy brings power and your pussy brings life. Your poom poom bring life. So treat it as such. Do not accept any less than what you should get. And just know that you are queens. We are queens. And I love you guys. But I feel like this was quite a long episode and I hope you guys did enjoy it. But I just really want you guys to know this year we're not mocking about We Are Not Boss, Babe, Lori Harvey, She. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's it from me today, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode and I will see you guys next week. Mwah. Thank you so much for listening to Her Success Podcast. If you love this episode, make sure to share with your like-minded friends and leave a review and let me know how this podcast helped. If you want to be up to date with episodes and surrounded with women like myself, then head over to Her Success Podcast on Instagram. There isn't only one star in the sky. Have a blessed day, my loves, and until the next episode, mwah.